Remember, at AM on AM 1340 KOMY at 10:30, we will be broadcasting the Metropolitan Opera. So stay tuned.
Less music, more talk. News Talk 1080 KSCO.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Good morning, Central California. A very interesting Saturday special we have for you today, involving a discussion of free speech rights versus racism. We started this program about 3 weeks ago, actually, on KOMY. And promo's been running for the better part of this week, so we hope you'll stay tuned and stay with us for the next 2 hours. You're going to be happy you did.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Welcome to California, the illegal immigrant state. A highway billboard displayed near the California border, paid for by the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Does this sign offend you? Do you think the message is racist, hateful, and should not be permitted to be displayed? Former California Health and Welfare Secretary Mario Oblido thinks so and is willing to personally deface or remove the sign in order to silence the message. When asked on a recent KOMY talk show if a similar paid message were aired on this station, would he be inclined to come and chop down our towers? He replied, "I sure would." Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Oblido is dead serious. He strongly believes that this issue goes beyond the limits of free speech protection. Be with us on the next KSCO Saturday special when Mario Oblido meets immigration reform leader Barbara Coe. This Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Ticking Time Bomb Radio, AM 1080 KSCO.
And welcome, Central California, to this, another in the series of KSCO KOMY Saturday specials. My name is Michael Zwirling, and you are invited to participate in the next two-hour discussion, provided you do so with good taste. Our phone numbers, as always, are 479-1080, star 1080, if you're a Cellular One Santa Cruz subscriber, and 475-2967 if you care to participate in this broadcast via fax as opposed to voice telephone. Okay, the promo that you just heard has set the stage for this two-hour program. We will be on right up until 12 noon today. And before we get started, I want to sort of set some ground rules here and explain to our audience that through the magic of technology here, we are originating this program from no fewer than four different venues. I am located in the Nevada area, North Lake Tahoe. Our guest, Barbara Coe, the director of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, is somewhere in Southern California. I believe it would be in the Irvine area with Area 714. Mario Oblido, who is the former Secretary of Health and Welfare for the state of California, is with us via telephone from, I believe, the Sacramento area. And Dave Augustine, who is putting this all together, our engineer extraordinaire, is at KSCO and KOMY Studios in Santa Cruz. Dave, is everybody, are we all together here? Are
yes.
We all mixed?
Yeah.
Hey, good. Barbara? Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here, Michael.
Okay, very welcome to KSCO and KOMY. You are the director of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. I think it's pretty self-evident what you're all about, but why don't you tell us anyhow?
Well, our focus, of course, is on immigration control and reform and the enforcement of our immigration laws and the protection of our citizens from those people who violate our federal laws.
Barbara, what is your background?
I was formerly with the Anaheim Police Department, and it was then that I started realizing the crime problems were escalating. due to an influx of illegal aliens. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. And then subsequently, I certainly experienced it firsthand when a crippled World War II veteran was denied Medi-Cal and SSI, and it was clearly explained to me that while he was denied these benefits, this man who had stood up for our country in time of need, that billions of our tax dollars were being given, freely given, to illegal aliens almost as a reward to them for violating our laws. And that's how the California Coalition got started in 1992. Also, I was a co-author of Prop 187, and the coalition was the co-sponsor.
Okay. More recently, your organization has felt it necessary to purchase a billboard. Where is this, in the area of the Blythe, California area, near the Arizona border?
Yes, sir, near the California-Arizona border.
And that billboard puts out the message, welcome to California, the illegal immigrant state. Is that correct?
The illegal immigration state, and then it's followed by don't let this happen to your state, and then the toll-free number of 877-NO-ILLEGALS. And, of course, the purpose of that was to share with people throughout our nation the magnitude of the illegal alien problem and warn them to stand up and take action now to avoid the devastation to their states that has occurred in the state of California, which is attributable to so many illegal aliens.
Okay, I guess now would be an appropriate time to introduce Mario Obledo, who was the former Secretary of Health and Welfare for the state of California. I believe he was in office for the final half of the 1970s decade. And former Secretary Obledo is now a private attorney in private practice. Welcome back to KSCO KOMY, Mario Obledo.
Right.
Okay, I think I hear Mario.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
welcome
you, Mike,
to KSCO.
For having me on the program.
Yes, nice to talk to you again. Mario, I think you should, can you give us a little bit of background about what you've been doing since you were Secretary of Health and Welfare for the state of California?
Well, let me go back a little bit. I was born and raised in San Antonio, Texas. I'm the son of illegal immigrants. I went to the University of Texas where I got a degree in pharmacy. I went to law school in San Antonio where I received a law degree. I became an assistant attorney general of the state of Texas. I became the president and general counsel of the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund. I taught at the Harvard Law School. I became Secretary of Health and Welfare in 1975. Since then, I've been in Sacramento practicing law and doing some consulting work. I'm also the president of the California Coalition of Hispanic Organizations, which is a civil rights group dedicated to eradicating racism and discrimination against Mexican Americans in the United States. Recently, I was a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, this nation's highest civilian award for my work in the civil rights field. So now I'm here in Sacramento.
Okay.
Fighting Barbara Cole.
Okay. Now, can you tell us about this particular episode regarding the sign in Blythe, California?
Well, that sign was put up by the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, and it read, as Barbara stated, I felt the sign was racist, full of hatred, and divisive, and I asked the coalition to put it down, and they refused. I asked the governor to take it down, and he didn't do anything about it. So I decided to do something on my own. It was so offensive to me, and I felt it was disrespectful to my parents, to my heritage, to my race, so I decided to either burn it or deface it. When I made a statement that I was going to burn it, the sheriff of Riverside County called me and told me there was a natural gas facility nearby and I would endanger the area if I set fire to the billboard. So I decided at that time to deface it instead. And that's what I was going to do on June 27th.
And I believe that was the day that you appeared on a KOMY talk show with Eduardo Cabrera and Andy Anderson and myself. Is that right? I think you had just heard that day that it would not be necessary for you to deface the sign because apparently the media company had decided that it was not worth putting up with the hassles of the controversy. Is that correct?
That's what I understand, Michael.
Okay. And Barbara, you're on the air, on the line with us now? Dave, I think it would probably be good to conference us all together, and that way we can.
Yeah, you are. Unfortunately, I received a call, and I have to pick up the handset in order to do that, but everybody should be on the line as we speak.
Okay. All right. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you heard Mario?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What is the status of the situation right now? The sign is not standing, I assume. Is that correct?
No, that's correct. The billboard company eventually succumbed to the terrorist threats to destroy their property, destroy the property of their lessor. And in addition to that, there were individuals who were picketing and threatening to boycott some of their other customers. So they did take the sign down, and on the 27th, we held a press conference in Blythe where Mr. Oblito stated that he was going to be, but he did a no-show and reassured Mr. Oblito that we will not stand idly by while he commits criminal acts to destroy our freedom of speech, and that his claimed, quote, victory would be short-lived and the billboard would be put back up.
It was my understanding, Barbara, perhaps I'm incorrect here, that the billboard company had decided that that it just wasn't worth the headaches involved, and that I had heard that your group was perhaps planning to sue the billboard company for violating the contract.
No, that's totally incorrect, Michael. There was never any plans to take legal action against the billboard company. They lived up to their terms of the contract, and we certainly have no animosity toward them. We can certainly understand their position, and there was never any plans to take any action.
I'll tell you where I got that idea. It was actually during the program that we did with Mr. Oblado. Mario, you're still on the line with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Do you remember saying that you had heard that that Barbara and her group was planning to sue the billboard company, and you actually offered on the air to defend the billboard company for free?
I did.
I heard that.
I heard that the coalition under Barbara Cole was going to sue the company for having canceled that contract and send her back her money. And I called the billboard company, and I told them that I would represent them free of charge.
Okay. So was this? Where did this come from? I mean, here we're hearing this straight from the horse's mouth, if you will. Barbara, did you ever threaten to,
never.
To sue?
Never.
Okay.
No, we have never. We never even so much as implied that we would take any legal action against Martin Media, the billboard company involved. And I don't know where Mr. Oblito got that idea, nor do I know.
Let's just ask him. Let's just ask him. Where'd you get that?
Well, you know, Michael, I forgot where I heard about it. I don't know whether I read it on one of those Internet messages or whatever, but had I not heard it, I wouldn't have bothered calling the company and writing them a letter to the effect that I would represent them in case they were sued.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, we can move on from that now. Let's get into the very basic issue of freedom of speech here, and I would appreciate it if both of you would just wait for me to ask each one of you to speak and respond, because we're all sort of plugged in together, and there's no way to individually vary the volume controls. I'm concerned that this program might become quite emotional here. I hope it doesn't, but if it does, we're going to have to figure out some sort of a way to keep order here. So we're going to have to depend on our friend Dave, the engineer back at the studio, to do his best along those lines. Mario, I believe you have stated that you feel that sign is racist and hateful and insightful. And the reason you feel that it's racist, correct me if I'm wrong, is that in California, the ask anyone on the street what comes to mind or what race comes to mind when the term illegal aliens are brought up, and it's always Hispanic or Latino. Is that correct?
That's correct. They never think about the Canadians or the Russians or the Europeans, and I'm sure Barbara knows that full well.
Would you agree, Barbara?
No, sir, I do not agree. The coalition has always stood in defense of the enforcement of our immigration laws, regardless of the nationality, country of origin, ethnicity, because we represent people of all ethnicities, those of Hispanic heritage, Asian heritage, East Indian heritage, and so on and so forth. We are addressing the subject of illegal aliens. End of discussion, and you see nothing on that billboard, nor in any of our literature, that focuses on any ethnicity whatsoever.
So it's a matter of... It's a matter of presumed implication, then, I guess.
Michael, I don't believe Ms. Cole is being honest with us.
Why not?
Because I'm sure that when she thinks about illegal immigrants, she thinks about Mexicans.
May I respond, Michael?
Please.
If that is Mr. Oblito's supposition, if you will, then he might want to speak with some of our members who are of Mexican heritage, Latino heritage, whatever he chooses to call it. He has chosen to presume that on his own. And I'm sure if you've been listening to a lot of the responses, people of this ethnicity are pleading with him not to pursue this effort because they are casting a very ugly shadow on people of his own ethnicity who do not support him, and they are valuable, law-abiding American citizens. They are valuable members of our organization, and he is hurting them tremendously. He has aligned people of Hispanic heritage as illegal aliens. Nothing could be more unjust nor more unfair to them.
So Barbara's taken the position that you are doing exactly what you think she's doing.
Well, Michael, I looked at the sign from my own perspective, from my own upbringing, from my own experiences in this country, and I concluded that the sign was racist based on my background and experience. Okay. Now, I agree with Barbara Cole. I think the majority of the Hispanic population would vote against me. They're not for illegal acts. They're law-abiding citizens, and they strongly believe in law and order. So they wouldn't approve of what I intended to do.
You had actually alluded to that on the previous broadcast that we did 2.5 weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
Well, all right. Then let's talk about the issue of freedom of speech and freedom of expression. I've got to say that I was shocked that day, Mario, when we talked. And I, you know what I think I want to do here? I've actually cued the tape. I recorded a little sound bite. We recorded the whole program, actually, that was broadcast on Comey about 2.5 weeks ago. Barbara was not present during that broadcast, but you were. And I want to play from a little piece of that tape here, okay? Let's
All right.
do that right now. I hope this works. Probably this is sort of a feeble, electrical connection, ladies and gentlemen. But let's hope that this works here.
Looking forward to that program.
Great show.
But I'm just wondering, you must know Barbara Coe, and I'm sure you vehemently disagree with her. And wouldn't you argue that? Wouldn't you use the same logic to argue that perhaps Barbara Coe should not be given the opportunity to spew what you consider her racist views on the radio?
Well,
I mean, people are can hear it and might be influenced by it, just like people can hear and might be influenced by you.
Well, I agree, but I think anybody can express any thoughts they might have on the air or doing anything else. I'm just saying that this sign crossed the lines of freedom of speech. And you can't go violating the First Amendment.
Suppose an advertiser, came to us. I guess I should ask myself this question as the owner of the station. and wanted to buy time on the radio to put out that same message. Would you be inclined to come in, and chop down our towers or something?
Because I sure would. Let me tell you this.
That's pretty scary.
Taco Bell had an advertisement
really
on radio showing a Chihuahua dog with a Spanish accent.
Still on.
Well, I haven't seen it lately, but I passed a resolution at the LULAC convention protesting that advertising and calling for Taco Bell to convene a focus group and pass on any future advertising regarding Hispanics.
You know, Mario, I don't necessarily agree with this sign, but I would travel down to the desert to prevent you from tearing it down, because I may not agree with the message, but I sure will fight to the death to the right of that individual to put that message up. And I sure would fight for Michael Zwirling to put whatever guest he wants on the radio. And I there's a bunch of them I sure don't like. But it's his right to put them on, and it's the public's right to hear their point.
And see, I don't know how much you know about me, but those who listen to the station know that I tend to be Mr. Neutral. I do sometimes have strong opinions about things, but I tend to keep them to myself and just sort of let the soapbox resonate and vibrate from other people. But I'm having a real hard time with this one. I'm having a real hard time with this one about not taking a position.
Michael and Mark, let me put it this way. I'm a civil libertarian, but if I had the authority, I would censor a lot of television shows.
No, Mario, you're a fascist. I think you better admit it. You definitely are a fascist. You're for state control of public speech and public thought. You define yourself as a fascist.
And I'm inclined against certain movies and television shows because of the violence.
Mario, I went to...
Okay, I think you get the idea, folks. Anyhow, that's a pretty dramatic piece of audio tape here that I definitely wanted to play during this broadcast. You haven't changed your views in any way, I assume, right, Mario?
No, I have not.
Okay. So you stand by
the same way.
You stand by those views.
Yes.
So,
which brings to mind that if Barbara Cole is going to erect any similar signs in the state of California, I vow to tear them down. So if she'll let me know the locations when she puts them up, I'd be very grateful.
What do you think, Barbara?
Well, Michael, I think that is very indicative of the mentality that has been illustrated right now. And, of course, there will be other signs going up. We are pursuing that right at this moment. And I doubt very seriously if we would contact a person who decides for himself to deny us freedom of speech at his own will, which is, of course, guaranteed by our Constitution, I would doubt very seriously if I would contact Mr. Robledo and identify the location.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Not that I didn't expect, Mario Robledo to have this opinion or to have changed it from what it was the other day. I'm just incredulous because I've always known. I should point out that years ago I was acquainted with Mr. Robledo. We haven't seen each other for probably since the late 70s, right, Mario?
Right.
I was in the video production business back in those days, and when Mario was the state of was the secretary of health and welfare for the state
Correct.
Of California, and one of my major clients was the Department of Education, and my job was to document educational programs, particularly I think for the migrant education department for the state of California. And Mario and I crossed paths a number of times. I filmed Mario, was very impressed with the man's dignity and intellect, still am, but I can't believe my ears when I hear that you're talking, sir, like a revolutionary. I don't know what else to say. It's just like you have no regard for the Constitution and for the underlying cornerstones of this country. And
well, Michael,
that coming from you of all people just really surprises me.
Well, Michael, I felt the message on the sign was unconstitutional, and I felt I was doing the right thing by trying to abolish it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting program.
May I respond, Michael?
Sure, please.
Mr. Robledo, you have stated repeatedly that you are a loyal American, and also repeatedly that you were a war veteran, which we find very interesting. When you were a veteran, were you not fighting for the rights and freedoms, including freedom of speech? Apparently, your views have changed since you were a veteran. Is that correct?
No, they have not. I'm still the same loyal American I was when I fought in the Korean War. And I defend the right of free speech, but I felt the message on the sign crossed the line of free speech. I don't think that you can put up a sign inciting violence and cover yourself under the freedom of speech clause.
So you feel that you have the right as an individual to deny freedom of speech right to all Americans, is that correct?
Well, I don't think that is freedom of speech, Barbara Cole. I think that crossed the line of freedom of speech. I think you were violating the law by putting up that message.
So you're willing to pursue terrorist threats to deny all Americans this right throughout our nation. Is that correct?
I'm willing to do whatever is necessary to fight racism.
I see. I see. And you have aligned, as I said previously, people of Hispanic heritage as illegal aliens. How unfair and unjust.
Well, I believe in the Southwest, when you refer to illegal immigrants, you're referring to Mexicans.
You believe
that's
that?
That's my opinion.
I see. So in your opinion, that's okay to assume that, regardless of reality, regardless of truth?
Not regardless of reality. That is the reality in the Southwest, that most illegal immigrants are Mexican. The overwhelming number of them, in fact.
I see. So you will take whatever action there is based on your personal assumption to deny this freedom to all Americans, including people of your own ethnicity, correct?
That's correct. Absolutely.
But Barbara, would you disagree with Mario's assertion that the overwhelming majority of illegal aliens are Hispanic or Mexican?
Numbers-wise, in the Southwest, a majority percentage are people of Hispanic heritage. However, we must bear in mind that the coalition is nationwide. We represent citizens groups in many, many other states. These numbers vary relevant to the respective areas. Example, in Florida, we have illegal aliens from Cuba. In the New York area, we have many who are from Puerto Rico. In our northern areas, we have many who are from Canada. We focus on all illegal aliens, regardless of their country of origin, and we stand in defense of our immigrant laws, our immigration laws, and the protection of our people, our jobs, our children, our schools, our public welfare programs, from anyone who violates our federal law, comes into this country, and we demand, and we will continue to demand, the D word that's called deportation, the laws that are on our books right now of anyone, regardless of their ethnicity.
Michael, can I make a statement?
Sure, go ahead.
I tell Barbara Cole that most of the illegals are in Texas and California. They are the two most prosperous states in the nation. There was a report that was issued yesterday by the Cato Institute that claims that the immigrants add to the economy of the United States, and I strongly believe that from observations in Texas and California and elsewhere. So they're not creating a chaotic situation, but they're really adding to
immigrants.
The quality of life.
You're talking about the illegal immigrants add to the quality of life.
Well, I think so.
Okay, was that what the Cato Institute report said?
I think they were referring to
the
words.
Yeah,
I think they were referring to immigrants, not illegal immigrants. By the way, I'm against illegal immigration. I think the laws ought to be enforced, just like Mexico enforces their immigration laws. They don't let anybody into Mexico. They prevent the South Americans and Central Americans from going into Mexico. In fact, they're very restrictive, I understand. And I believe that we ought to enforce the immigration laws here in the United States. But if people come in to work, sacrifice their lives, etc., they take the jobs at restaurants, at hotels, at low-level paying wages, and I think they actually add to our economy.
May I respond, Michael?
Sure, go ahead. But after this response, we're going to do a station break and run some of the commercials which make this program possible. So, Dave, I hope you'll be ready. Go ahead, Barbara.
Yes, Mr. Oblito, we all recognize that there have been repeated studies, regardless of the Cato Institute, which did not identify illegal aliens. We're quite surprised, since you are so strongly supportive of our immigration laws, that you have taken this position. However, the repeated studies in the past, number one, show that for every dollar that is put taken out of our system by illegal aliens, they refund it 29 cents. Secondly, the bottom line is, on repeated studies, the total cost for illegal aliens in the United States to citizen taxpayers is approximately $68 billion annually. Please do not refute truth and fact.
Well, Barbara, the president himself stated that immigrants add to the economy of the United States.
Well, I'm sure we'll all be inclined to honor the statement by our president. We're quite surprised that we all know, I believe, most of us, President Clinton's position. And I believe there has been too many falsehoods by President Clinton to take that as a statement of truth.
Okay, we're going to be opening the telephone lines after the next commercial break. My name is Michael Zwirling. This is the KSCO-KOMY Saturday Special on AM 1080 KSCO and AM 1340 KOMY. My guests today are Barbara Koh, who is director of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, and Mario Oblado, who is former Secretary of Health and Welfare for the state of California, now a practicing attorney. And the subject is free speech rights versus racism. We invite your participation. Our phone numbers are 479-1080 or star 1080 if you're a Cellular One customer. And if you want to fax us for your participation here, you can use our fax line in area 408-475-2967. Stay with us, Central California. There's a lot more when we return right after this commercial break.
News, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville.
It's night. You have heartburn. You want fast relief. Zantac works fast. When first used, Prilosec OTC works not so fast. Zantac works right when you need it.
Hello, relief.
Prilosec's label says it may take 1 to 4 days to fully work. So, what would you choose?
Estimated time of relief, 1 to 4 days.
Prilosec, nah. Zantac's for people who hate to wait, especially at night. Use as directed.
Hi, I'd like a corn dog, please.
Okay, that'll be $1.75.
Hey, lady, I'll give you one for $1.48.
Okay.
Wait, how about $1.12?
Sure.
How about 99 cents? And I'll bring it over to you for free.
Getting a low price always feels good. That's comparison shopping the new fashion way at Yahoo. Search, compare, and save at shopping.yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
If I keep on the fairway, I might make par.
If I keep from slicing, I might stay out of the sand trap.
If I keep sneezing, I'll never make it through 18 holes. Ugh.
Seasonal allergies can make you feel miserable. Only once daily Allegra 180 milligram tablets have fexofenadine for long-lasting non-drowsy allergy relief, so you can feel more like yourself again. Side effects are low and may include headache, upper respiratory tract infection, and back pain. Call your doctor today about a prescription for once daily Allegra for patients 12 and older. For more information, see our ad in Health Magazine. Call 1-800-ALLEGRA or log on to Allegra.com.
Yeah! Hey, sorry guys, I'm just hot today.
Allegra. Enjoy your world.
This holiday season, give a perfect gift.
A gift of fun, excitement, and travel. A gift your entire family will enjoy for a long, long time. This year, give a new or pre-owned RV from RVs of Merit on Scotts Valley Drive in Scotts Valley. RVs of Merit has over $10 million worth of RVs in inventory available right now. Go buy RVs of Merit in Scotts Valley and see just how easy it is to get into a new Alpha, Bigfoot, Winnebago, or Weekend Warrior toy hauler. And there's something you'll want to hear. You can drive away in a brand new RV from RVs of Merit for monthly payments less than a new car. Or if you select a beautiful new towable, less than $200 a month. This holiday season, forget the ties nobody wants and everybody forgets. This year, give a perfect gift of family fun and travel. Give a new or pre-owned RV from RVs of Merit on Scotts Valley Drive in beautiful Scotts Valley. Your whole family will say, ho, ho, ho.
The following is a special message from KSCO owner Michael Zwirling.
KSCO will soon celebrate 13 years of local ownership by the Zwirling family. Given the tremendous wave of consolidation that has overwhelmed local media, the survival of our standalone, independently owned commercial AM radio station is an accomplishment for which we are both proud and thankful. And though we have had numerous opportunities to sell out to the big media conglomerates, we have thus far resisted because we feel the Monterey Bay Area deserves an independent voice. We are extremely proud of the staff, personalities, and listeners who make KSCO the unique station it is, and it is certainly our intent to continue and improve. Today we ask for your help in our effort to improve local radio. First, please do as much business as you possibly can with KSCO advertisers, and let those businesses know that you heard them advertising on KSCO. Second, please tell everybody you know to give KSCO a listen. In your doing so, even more people will become aware of how much our local programming has to offer. And finally, please tell the business people you know to talk to the people who listen to talk, with a sponsorship of KSCO's local news, traffic, talk, and sports. After all, where else could they spend uninterrupted moments talking one-on-one with people like you? Call KSCO Sales at 475-1080 for details. On behalf of the entire staff here at KSCO, I thank you for tuning in and wish you the happiest holiday season.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. GotNet specializes in business services. Whether you need a T1 or T3 or just a place to host your website, GotNet has a solution to fit your needs. GotNet offers server colocation and custom website development. We have e-commerce servers, streaming audio and video servers, and cold fusion and database servers available to handle your hosting needs. GotNet understands that businesses rely on the Internet, and we work hard to assure fast, reliable service. Call GotNet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. GotNet.
They make us laugh, improve our health, offer love and companionship. What are they? Animals, of course. If you're interested in animals, then tune in to Kitty and Rihanna's Animal Talk Show, Sundays at 2 p.m. on AM 1080 KSCO. We talk about all animals from A to Z. That's Animal Talk with Kitty Fields and Rihanna, Sundays at 2 p.m. on AM 1080 KSCO.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We now take you back to a pre-recorded Saturday special on AM 1080 and AM 1340.
The phone lines are open at 479-1080 or star 1080 on your Santa Cruz Cellular One cell phone.
And we will be going to those phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, beginning right now at a quarter before 11 on the KSCO KOMY Saturday special. We're talking with Barbara Coe and Mario Obledo. It's a really spicy program. Dave, who's our first caller?
Okay, we have John in, Watsonville.
Okay, John, welcome to KSCO KOMY, the Saturday special. Hello, Mr. John. Are you there?
Okay, apparently John dropped off, so let's go with Dan in Capitola.
Okay. Hello, Dan. You're on the air. I guess we're having some problems with the conferencing today, huh?
Yeah. Okay, the way it's set up, it appears that I'm going to have one of the guests on hold while we take the call, or perhaps we could have both guests on hold, and they could ask their question, then take the answer off the air.
Oh, really? When you press conference, it just isn't functioning?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. However we can do it, we'll do it.
Okay, John in Watsonville, are you there?
Okay, this is Dan. Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you, Dan.
Okay, okay. Let's go with that then. Michael, really, you know, shocked and so on about this kind of thing is kind of a disingenuous word to use. We've all seen Hollywood movies where freedom of speech was anything but protected by the general populace. You know, they throw things in the newspaper office and so on. Your right to express yourself also includes the responsibility of taking the consequences for it. And if you rile somebody up enough with fighting words, which this sign certainly is, you probably are going to take some consequences for it. Fortunately, Latinos are relatively peaceable people, and relatively few of them give you any problems on this kind of thing, but I'm not really...
I wonder if that could be construed as a racist remark.
What, Latinos being a peaceable people? I think
yeah,
it's pretty
yeah,
well,
because...
It's pretty
because
well
it's
out
sort
by
of make, making,
so
a gen, making a general, broad, sweeping general statement about a race of people.
Yes, if it's an offensive one, I certainly apologize for it, because I said peaceable, not pacifist.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
So you don't think I should be shocked and that I'm disingenuous because I'm shocked?
Well, Michael, we certainly have heard of instances where people have said things and taken god-awful consequences for it. It's not that unusual. What is unusual is that a fellow will come up and take responsibility beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the Coles have a perfect right to defend their property legally, using whatever legal means are available. And
who? What did you say?
Isn't the name Cole or is it Coe?
Oh no, Barbara Coe is the guest who is the director of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform,
right,
which purchased the billboard from the Martin Media Company, I guess, which owns the property, if
right,
I'm not mistaken.
Well, everybody concerned is perfectly free to call the police, take whatever actions are necessary to counter this threat. And, of course, Mr. Oblato is free to take responsibility for making the threat, if that in itself is a breach of the peace. But the idea that it's shocking that these kind of things go on in this country, I think...
No, what was shocking to me is that a gentleman whom I've always considered to be reasonable was making... what I consider unreasonable threats.
Yeah,
that's all. That's what shocked me, nothing else.
Sure, but this kind of thing happens in bars every night, every place in the country, so over ethnic slurs and personal remarks and so on. So, you know, it's
okay.
a pretty old thing. But
right.
I wanted to make a point about this supposed non-racism here and impartiality of these signs. I do think that the... Ms. Coe's impartiality and lack of racism is called into question a little bit by the fact that she refuses to pronounce Mr. Oblato's name correctly. I've heard her say Oblito about four or five times. You know, Spanish is not a difficult language to pronounce, and anybody that lives in California pretty well knows how it is pronounced. And the refusal to pronounce a person's name correctly is an offense. It would certainly bother me if somebody tried to
Dave,
call me Green all the time.
And what is your name?
Sorry about that. That was Dan in Capitola. Let's give this a shot. We have Jerry next in Felton.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
How about Barbara? Can we bring Barbara on
Barbara,
and respond to that?
Let's get her up here.
She's been somewhat attacked, I think, by the caller here, so...
Hello?
Hi, Barbara. Okay.
You're on
the air now. Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry for this. I don't quite understand why our conferencing facility seems to be non-functioning.
Is it partially
functioning, Dave?
Yeah, these lines are stuck here. Let's see.
Hello?
Well, that's not working. Let's see. Would you like Mario on here as well?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hello, hello.
Okay, hold on just a second, Barbara. Let's get us all together here.
Okay. Everybody, it should be on.
Okay, Mario, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, and Barbara's there. Barbara, you want to comment on that last caller's accusations, I guess?
Well, I'm not really sure what they were, other than the fact that I mispronounced Mr. Obledo's name. I do apologize.
And I think he considers you a racist because you apparently purposely, repeatedly are mispronouncing Mario's name.
Well, that's okay if he wants to believe I'm a racist, because I know I'm not. And I do apologize for mispronouncing Mr. Obledo's name. However, I think the caller is getting a little bit confused regarding when he's talking about these types of things happening in bars, etc. That is not our concern, how people conduct themselves in public places over which we have no control. The coalition, we do have control. And there has never been any slurs on any ethnicity other than the fact, regardless of who they are, they're in this country illegally. So I'm not really sure what your caller's point was, other than the fact that he was distressed that I mispronounced Mr. Obledo's name.
And apparently distressed that I was shocked about something or other. So, okay. Who's next up, Dave?
Okay, we have Reggie and Hollister. Let's just give this one more shot here.
Okay.
We cannot take three calls, so we'll just take Reggie and he'll take his answer off the air. Reggie, here on the air.
Good morning, Michael.
Hi there, Reggie. How you doing?
First of all, I have something to say to Mario. Mario, first of all, I'm of a Mexican descent, and I don't find that sign offensive. But what I do find offensive is that the reason that these Mexican immigrants are here, or I prefer to call them undocumented workers, they're here for jobs provided by Americans. Now, Barbara, I've never heard you say anything about how the Americans are breaking these laws.
Okay. Dave, I just figured out what's going on here. The way the phone system is connected today, we can indeed conference two callers together. So
right.
why don't we bring Mario on with the caller right now, and then we'll bring Barbara on with the caller. Okay, how are we doing here?
Reggie's here.
Okay, Reggie.
Yeah.
And Mario, are you on?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, did you hear Reggie?
Well, I agree with him. I think the method to stop the illegal immigrants would be for American employers not to hire them.
Absolutely.
That would bring a stop to the problem right there.
Okay.
And Barbara hasn't said anything about that.
Okay, well, let's give Barbara a chance to say something about that. Dave, maybe you could put Mario on hold and punch up Barbara here and get us all together.
Hello?
Okay. Hi there, Barbara. Did you hear all that?
Yes, I certainly did. And I would like to say to Mario that we agree 1,000%. And to your caller, Reggie, he apparently has never received our literature or our data, because we condemn those who hire these people as intensely as we do those who take the jobs. Rest assured, they are among the primary guilty parties in this nation today. They are in violation of our employer sanctions laws, and I'm delighted to hear that Mario agrees that that is exactly what the situation is, and they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Couldn't agree more.
Well, how do we do that?
I beg your pardon?
How do we do that? How do we enforce that? How do we
put pressure on our representatives to enforce our immigration laws, and on our INS to enforce those laws that are on the books right now?
Why doesn't Barbara put up a sign that directs that to the American employer, instead of putting up a sign that says this is the illegal capital of the world?
Ooh, what a great question. I can't wait to hear Barbara's reply.
Am I on?
You're on.
All right. I think that's an excellent idea, and we will probably pursue that on our next billboard.
And you heard it here first, folks, on the KSCO KOMY Saturday Special. That's what we like to hear. That's what we like to have happen. Positive things here as a result of this community forum.
You bet.
Reggie, want to thank you for calling the program. Dave, do we have other calls?
Yeah, we have Pat now in Santa Cruz.
Okay. Hey, Pat, you're on the air. Welcome to KSCO KOMY.
Yeah, hi, MZ.
Hey
great,
there.
Great show. This needs to happen, and I'm glad it's happening. Mario, I want to tell you that I am sympathetic to the plight of the Third World in the Vietnam War when I realized that that was basically an imperial action on a Third World country. I got myself kicked out of the Marine Corps because I refused to participate in it, okay? Can you hear me? I guess.
Well, he can hear you, but he's, yeah, he's on hold right now.
But I want to proceed here. And before I forget, I hope that Barb, who I've been in touch with, and I strongly approve of what she's doing, even though I may not agree with a lot of her politics, maybe not, but I strongly agree with what she's doing, and I hope she will read some of the things that have been left on her voicemail. At any rate, keep it up, Barb. And as for you, Mario, I told you what I just told you by way of telling you what I'm about to tell you, and that is that, as MZ fully well assure you, I'm a tree hugger. I'm concerned about ecology. I'm not really going to get tied up in whether immigrants pay more in taxes than they take in welfare, although I suspect that they don't. At any rate, my concern is ecology, and I do not want any more overpopulation coming from anywhere, and it is coming primarily at this point from Mexico. If it was coming from my ethnic background, which is Czechoslovakian, I would be just as much against it. But I'm telling you, you tell me I can't put up a billboard like that. I wanted to take a vacation this week, but Saturday I'm going to be at the town clock here in Santa Cruz with a duplicate of that billboard. So anybody wants to do a drive-by and take me out, you go right ahead, because I'm willing to defend the Redwoods with my life. So that's what I got to say to you, Mario.
But wait a minute. What is your sign going to say,
Pat? It's going to say just what that billboard said.
Oh, okay.
And I welcome anybody to join me. I don't care what else you got going, what your ethnicity is, what your politics are. Next Saturday at noon, I'm going to be at the town clock in Santa Cruz with that sign.
That's another first that you heard on KSCO KOMY. Call the media. Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Media.
Hey, Barbara, read some of those. Read some of the stuff you've had on your voicemail and keep up the good work.
Okay,
I'm out
Pat.
Of here.
Thanks very much for calling. Well, my clock here, which may or may not be synchronized, indicates that we got about a minute left before the news here. So, Dave, let's bring Barbara and Mario back on the line here, and lay the groundwork for hour number two of the KSEO KOMY Saturday Special. Any quick response to Pat, Mario?
Well, Michael, I didn't understand what illegal immigration had to do with the forest, with the Redwood Forest.
Well, that's why I was asking him, what's his sign going to say? I thought he said he was going to have a duplicate sign of Barbara's sign.
Well, that's
that,
the way I understood it.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I don't see the connection between the
well,
Redwood.
Well, I think his connection is that he is an ecologist first, and he is actually quite a regular caller to KSCO KOMY talk programs. And his main point is that we should, all of us, regardless of our political persuasion, should be much more concerned about population, the population explosion, and rather than politics here. And so I assume that he applauds Barbara's efforts, because any kind of increased immigration, legal or illegal, adds to the population base here in this country and depletes our quality of life. You're listening to KSCO Santa Cruz, KLMY Watsonville, Michael Z with the KSCO Saturday Special with Barbara Cohen, Mario Blado, back in about 6 minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz and AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville.
You are tuned to a pre-recorded Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's 11 o'clock.
Radio Network News. I'm Kurt Lewis. An 11-year-old boy and his mother are reunited in India after Indian troops went out and rescued him from a band of Kashmiri terrorist kidnappers who tried to take him across the LC, the line of control separating India and Pakistan.
He was taken by a group of terrorists. The encounter ensued, a fierce encounter. And after the fierce encounter, seven terrorists were killed.
The commander suggests the terrorists are part of a Pakistan-based outfit called Lashkar-e-Taiba. The group was trying to separate Kashmir from Indian control. The boy who was rescued has been missing since February. Two other boys kidnapped at the same time were reportedly shot by the terrorists while trying to escape. There's a new tape out from Al-Qaeda.
CIA analysis indicates a tape aired on Al Jazeera yesterday most likely carries the voice of Al-Qaeda's number two man. The speaker on the tape said Al-Qaeda was chasing Americans everywhere, including inside the U.S. I'm Rachel Fox.
Two one-time leaders in Saddam Hussein's now banned Ba'ath Socialist Party were shot in Najaf, Iraq today. One died, the others in the hospital. Pakistan's highest court has ruled that women can marry whomever they choose without waiting for any permission from their parents or guardians. And the women's rights groups are calling it a step forward for women in Islamic countries. USA Radio News.
We've got a transmitter, and we're not afraid to use it.
News Talk 1080 KSCO.
Good morning. Well, here with some comments about today's pre-recorded Saturday special is KSCO's owner, Michael Zwirling. Hey, Michael. Michael, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, great.
Okay. Yeah, that came up fast here. Some people, might think that this is a live program today. It's actually a rerun of one of our more interesting programs over the last several years. In fact, this program is about 5.5 years old. It was broadcast in July of 1996. And way prior to 9/11, and in fact, I've already received an email, a real interesting email on my email box today, saying that the FBI should hear about this terrorist. Federal agents are interested in crackpots who talk about damaging FCC's broadcast facilities like KSCO. The FCC is responsible for those red lights on your towers. Well, we knew this would be a spicy program, and I wanted to break in to the news here with a live update and put out a couple of things. I wonder if anybody knows what might have happened in the ensuing 5 years. Have there been other signs that have been put up that that are controversial in the manner that this was? And if so, let us know. Send me an email to mz@ksco.com or call the radio station, because we would definitely like to do a follow-up to this program with Mario Obledo and Barbara Coe. But and we'll obviously find that out ourselves. But I, you know, like to have sort of immediate gratification if possible. So if anybody knows if there have been subsequent signs like this that have put up, and what's happened over the years, especially in light of 9/11. I think it would be really interesting to find out. Also, want to notify people that we have a new system whereby people may listen to the most recent Saturday special on demand by going to our website at www.ksco.com and clicking on the Saturday special link in the left margin. Now, it gets updated late Saturday night or Sunday morning, so this program that you're hearing right now, today, will not be posted until late tonight or tomorrow. So if you were to go onto the website right now and click on Saturday Special, you'll hear last week's program where Rob Roberts filled in. And by the way, I understand that was a great program. I want to thank Rob for doing a great job. And the only other thing is that we have a number of KSCO polls on which we would like your input. That's also at www.ksco.com. So, you know, over the years, we've received some criticisms from our audience saying, hey, you guys, don't update your website. Well, we're getting a whole lot better about that, gang, and we're using its interactive capabilities. So we have quite a number of questions that we would like your input on. So again, we would invite you to visit our website at ksco.com and participate in our polls. So what else is happening, Noah?
Well, not much. I could read a little bit.
Are you enjoying the program?
Yes, I am highly enjoying the program. It's nice and hot talk going on. So.
Right. Well, good. And some people have you been getting calls at the radio station?
Yes, we have been getting calls. So if you're out there, I know a lot of people would have liked to join this program. So unfortunately, they can't today. But there might be a new program coming up. So.
Well, I do have a call in from Mario Oblado, and depending upon when he, you know, checks his voicemail, I expect to be contacted by him, and we can do a follow-up program possibly this week.
Sounds good.
It's real interesting to see if his thoughts have changed. So I guess you got a weather report to do and so forth, and thank you for doing a great job.
All right. Thank you, MZ.
Take care.
That's MZ, live from Lake Tahoe. Your weather forecast for today, rain becoming likely and showers likely during the evening. We now return to a pre-recorded Saturday special on AM 1080 and AM 1340.
We'll take you back now to the second hour of the Saturday special with Michael Z here on AM 1080 KSCO and AM 1340 KOMY.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but... Sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Okay, fair warning, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't get too close to your radio during the next hour, because during the break I had the most delicious roasted garlic pizza.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
I know it's rude to chew on the radio, but God, this is good. All right, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO KOMY Saturday Special. Michael Z, originating from Nevada. Mario Oblado is in the Sacramento area, and Barbara Coe is somewhere in Southern California. We're talking about immigration reform versus racism. And this is the KOMY KSCO Saturday Special. Phone numbers for your participation, 479-1080. Point of procedure here today, only because of this elaborate phone setup where we have four different components in four different geographical locations making up this program. As a result, the 477-1340 lines are not available today. So those of you who have been calling 477-1340, that explains your frustration. It's just been ringing and ringing, and the frustration is added at the KSCO terminal by poor Dave being unable to answer those telephones. So please call 479-1080. If you get a busy signal, just keep trying, because we do want to hear from you today. Again, our guest today, Barbara Coe, director of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, a group which recently erected a sign in Southern California, a billboard very close to the boundary between Arizona and California. That sign basically said, "Welcome to California, the illegal immigrant state. Don't let this happen to your state." And my other guest is former California Health and Welfare Secretary Mario Oblado, now a practicing attorney interested in and very active in Hispanic rights organizations and so forth. And he has been incensed by that sign so much so that he has threatened to forcibly deface it or remove it. Apparently that was not necessary, because the media company sign, which the media company which owned the sign about two and a half weeks ago, decided on its own to remove the sign because of the backlash and controversy and so forth. But we are discussing the notion of Mario Oblado, or anybody else for that matter, defacing a sign, and does that not constitute an illegal act which flies in the face of the constitutionally protected First Amendment free speech rights in this country. Very interesting program, and I think we should go back to our callers now. Dave, who's next up?
Next up we have Hal in Aptos.
Okay, Hal, we're going to put you on the air. Welcome to KSCO and KOMY. Barbara and Mario can hear you, but they cannot respond until you are finished, and we'll put them back on the air.
First, let's take a look and try to understand Mexican history. A lot of Mexican-American kids are falling for this Aztec myth, looking for their roots. And when the Aztecs were here, they died out sometime in the 13 and 1400s. They had two problems, overpopulation, which the current Mexican has, and they were constantly warlike, and a combination of Incas and Spanish defeated the Aztecs in a series of battles and got rid of Montezuma and all that. You go through the 1830s, and we had the Battle of the Alamo in Texas, and Santa Anna won that battle. He was defeated later, but the Americans decided that Mexico was so unstable in the 1830s that they kept Santa Anna in power. They didn't go down into Mexico and defeat him again.
Harold, please make your point.
Pardon me?
Please make your point. We don't have a lot of time. We have a lot of callers.
Okay.
This is not...
I have to go. As all you people know, I come from one of these semi-agricultural cities, Watsonville. In California, we have to be concerned with California because 2.5 million out of the 5 million illegal Mexicans that have come across the border have come into California. The murder rate for Watsonville normally is one every murder every 30 years. When we were overrun, we've had 35 murders in 10 years. $5,000 to $15,000 worth of goods is stolen every day. We have heroin in the city, the same overpopulation, the threats on the local citizens. It became so bad there. The fighting of pit bull dogs is in the papers now. I broke that up when I was in Watsonville.
Again, what's your point?
Okay, my point is we do not have a secure border, and if somebody wants to put up a sign like that, they have First Amendment rights, and the Founding Fathers guaranteed it, and all you Mexican nationalists and you apologists better wake up and go down there and take care of business if people
Harold, stay on the line. Let's see if we can conference Mario Obledo in.
Yes.
Can we do that, Dave?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get Mario in and talk with Harold here for a minute.
Yeah, talk up, Mario, because you can barely hear you.
Well, all right. Well, I stated before that I'm against illegal immigration. But actually, you know, I welcome people, human beings, into the state to where they can make a living, take care of their families, etc. They're all human beings in the eyes of God, and that's what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with Mexicans or anybody else. We're dealing with children of God. We have a God-given right to a happy life.
Okay. Can I respond to that? Mario, there's a division of church and state here. You can't put any religions at all into states and the Bill of Rights. And when you go into an area, that area can only support so many jobs and people. In Watsonville, what happened there, as you know, is the food processing plants moved across the Mexican border. And the town went into a near recession, and 25,000 illegals are in that town now. And you know the Mexican birth rate is the highest, and the town is doomed, and it causes all this crime trouble as people that can't eat will start stealing. And that's what happened in Watsonville, and they threatened the locals, and that's why people like me sound racist, but I can go into detail. We've had major, major trouble all over the state with the Mexican national coming across the border, and the Mexican-Americans stood up and protected the national from trying to weed them out and send them back across the border, because we can't handle it. The economy can't handle it, and the birth rate.
Mario, I know you don't know Harold. He is another regular caller to the radio station, but from what you have heard, does he strike you as a racist?
Not necessarily, no, but I think he's very biased. But I can understand him. I mean, I understand the situation. By the way, I'm one of 12 children. Our families are large. We believe in it. We try to do the best we can. I'm the second from the bottom. So if anybody imposed birth control on my mother, I probably wouldn't be around to deface the Barbara Cole signs.
Okay.
All right, well, Harold, right. I think that's we want to thank you for calling the KSCO KMY Saturday
okay,
special.
Okay, thank you very much.
I should mention that our fax machine apparently was disconnected for the first hour, so if you've tried to fax us without success, feel free to give it another try, and we'll be reading your faxes. I can't imagine that we wouldn't have quite a number of faxes in by now for Dave to read. So again, our fax number is 475-2967 in area 408. This is KSCO and KOMY, Michael Zwirling with the Saturday special with guests Barbara Coe and Mario Obledo talking about illegal immigration versus racism. You're invited to participate. Our phone numbers are 479-1080 or star 1080. Who's up next, Dave?
All right, we have CJ and La Selva.
Oh, okay. Hey, CJ. You are on the air. Welcome to KSCO KOMY.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good program today.
Great, thanks.
I'd like to make 3 points. I don't know who will be responding to them, but the 3 points are these. First, as a native Californian, I don't know what state Barbara Coe is from, but as a native Californian, I find Coe's sign pretty offensive. I mean, if you study the history of California from 1849 to the present, California's always been an immigrant-friendly state until Proposition 187. The second point is actually the whole anti-immigration movement was started in the late 1990s by Tom Metzger in the Aryan Nation in Southern California. And it's not unusual. I mean, I'm not surprised that you've got somebody who worked for an Orange County Police Department leading this movement. And third, on the free speech issue, I don't know how many listeners know, but, you know, you cannot go to the local newspaper and use any language in an ad. And the media sources often block ads of all kinds. I don't know what your station does, but
CJ,
you know what's
isn't
bad.
That a, isn't that a... doesn't that depend upon the ownership of the newspaper or the radio?
Well, I mean, but that's begging the question. The point is that media sources will not print or publish any ad that any person wanting to buy wants to print. That's a fact. So it's not unusual that this media organization took down Barbara Coe's sign, and I support Mr. Obledo 100%.
Would you have done the same? Would you have taken the same action?
Well, civil disobedience is part of American history. The Boston Tea Party was illegal. In this case, somehow you got to stand up to these conservative right wingers who are trying to reinstitute the state of barbarism in California. I mean, I just got back from Mexico, and it's the people are civilized, peaceful, harmonious, polite, wonderful. They have a wonderful culture. And the last caller who calls and wants to ascribe all kinds of criminal activity, that's not an element of this culture. It's an element of economic status that exists in New York City, Chicago, Florida, anywhere. Economic depressed areas has these kinds of problems. You can't blame it on a particular culture. So I see the civil disobedience aspect. I prefer a Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi approach to this issue myself. But I certainly understand, Mr. Obledo. I think you got to stand up to these right wingers and use the same kind of tactics they're using. And as I'm a native Californian, and I find Coe's activities, which has its source in the white racist Tom Metzger's movement, totally offensive as native Californian. So
CJ, let me ask you, you said the same kind of tactics that the conservative right-wingers are using. Do the conservative right-wingers typically engage in civil disobedience?
It's very interesting that you say this. Tony Blakely, who wrote a recent article in George magazine where he describes how he was part of a little conservative group at UCLA in the 1960s who used to go to rallies and war protesters and start throwing rocks at the police from the back so the police would start swinging their batons in the front, and then they would blame the protesters for starting the violence when in fact it was a little group of right-wingers who were provoking the violence. And
it's provocation rather than actual...
He says it, he admits it in his article. Barbara Coe, her movement is a provocative movement aimed at disparaging a group of people from participating in the richness of American life, and she is un-American, she's un-Christian, and people should stand
up.
She
is dying to talk
okay,
with you.
Thank
so
you
Dave,
for
wait. Don't go away. Don't go away, CJ.
Sure.
I'm sure she's dying to talk to you. Am I right, Barbara? Dave, can we conference Barbara and CJ in, please?
Hello.
Hey there.
Am I on?
You are on, and so is CJ.
Hi, CJ.
Hi, Barbara.
Well,
how are you?
To answer your first question, I'm originally from the state of South Dakota.
That's what I thought.
I am part Sioux Indian.
That has nothing to do with it.
And I'm very, very well versed in the history of California history, as you are.
Well, I was born here.
I would like to ask you a question as to how you are going to feel if people who issue terrorist threats, such as Mr. Oblito, against our freedom of speech, then one day you will not be able to call into the station and make your statement. And that it will be the end result of people such as Mario Oblito, which is an anti-American race activist, continues this type of activity to where our freedom of speech is denied because of his efforts to commit terrorist acts. That's the bottom line, CJ. We need to look at that very hard. I am not a racist. As I've indicated before, we represent people of all ethnicities. We will continue to represent them. And as far as the crime problems and the environmental problems, which have been discussed on this program up to this point in time, they are very real and they are very intense. The deluge of illegal aliens into this state is going to destroy the environment, and it's done a very good job up to this point in time. Also, as far as the crime element, perhaps if you feel this is not a reality, you might want to speak to some of the loved ones whose children and relatives have been savagely, brutally murdered by illegal alien gang members. Get real, CJ. It's here and it's now, and we have to protect the citizens of this state.
CJ must have been on hold all this time, because I can't imagine he could hold his tongue during all that. But
all right. Hello?
Yeah, are you back? Were you on hold then? Or?
I guess I was on hold.
Because you must have been trying to talk and talk and talk and talk.
Actually, I'm trying to change my tactics and be more of a listener.
Oh,
so
good.
I did listen through the greater part of it. But, Miss Cole, being a with her Sioux heritage, should well understand the kinds of acts of terrorism that were committed against her people back in the 1870s and 1880s with full knowledge of the duplicity. The white people who came to her country in South Dakota never kept their word on any treaty ever signed, so she must be well aware of this history. Having said that, the point is that she is trying to bring to California a renewed state of barbarism with her activities, and they have to be stopped using tactics that meet, the same kind of tactics that she's using. She is provoking and casting aspersions, creating a cultural consciousness against a group of people that is un-American and un-Christian, and we can't tolerate it.
Okay.
Thank you, CJ, for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for adding to the KSCO KOMY Saturday special. Dave, you're doing a fabulous job at keeping this thing under control very adeptly with your fingers dancing all over the telephone keyboard there. So who's up next?
Okay, we have Jackie, which I really suspect is a prank call up next, but first we have a few faxes if you'd like me to read some.
Oh, sure, please.
Okay, here, first this one's addressed to Mario. As an attorney and thus an officer of the court, why has Mr. Oblito not attempted to use the available legal remedies to force the removal of the offending sign? I suspect he knows a court challenge will result in his irrational position being defeated. The state bar should take a hard look at Mr. Oblito's standing as a lawyer and disbar him. And that's sent for Doug, who's unable to get through, cordially from Westside Al.
That must be Doug Silvera then, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, I suspect so.
Okay. You want to bring Mario back online with us, and maybe he can comment on that fax? Okay, Mario, did you hear that?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Any response?
My response is this. I did not resort to the legal system because it's a long and delayed process. It would take months to get the case adjudicated. Beyond that, let me state that the California judiciary is comprised of 95% whites and 5% Hispanics. I fear that I would go before a judge who's anti-Latino, anti-immigrant, and I would lose the case outright. That's the present judicial system. You know, while we have 5% judicial officers in the state of California, our prison has 35% Latino population. There's something entirely wrong with the system of justice in this state.
Okay. Who's up next, Dave? Let's go back to the calls. Oh, you have other faxes, I think, right?
Yeah, I do have other faxes
now.
A few short ones here. The purpose of the First Amendment was to protect unpopular speech. Popular speech does not require protection. What doesn't this lawyer understand? That's from Lori Wright in Santa Cruz.
Okay, Mario's still on with us?
Well, my contention is that this violated the Freedom of Speech Clause. It's a message that incites violence, and it has no place in America.
Okay, next fax, please, Dave.
Okay, next fax reads, this is a short one, but it's just to recap what was said earlier. What did the sign say exactly, please? And that's from Judy DeVilbus.
Okay.
I'll let Barbara Cole answer that. By the way, I just thought of a new name for Barbara Cole. Barbarism Cole.
I was thinking you might say that. yeah. All right, Barbara, does that offend you?
Hello? Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Did you hear what Mario just said?
Yes, I certainly did.
Does that offend you, or are you amused?
Oh, goodness, no. Goodness, no. That doesn't offend me, because Mr. Oblitos illustrates the same mental capabilities as other race activists, and that is when they do not have documented data to support their position, they are reduced to name-calling, and that's okay. Doesn't bother me at all. If that's
you mean the name-calling, in this case, being racist?
Yes, and
okay.
A lot of other names, of course. And no, that doesn't bother me.
Faxer Judy DeVilbus wants to know what the sign said exactly. And did you author that sign personally?
Yes, sir. That sign was authored by myself and one other representative of the California Coalition.
And
the sign said, Judy, welcome to California, the illegal immigration state. Don't let this happen to your state. Call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. And at the bottom it said, sponsored by California Coalition for Immigration Reform.
Out of curiosity, Barbara, did you get a lot of calls while the sign was up?
We have been inundated, and we're still getting the calls, absolutely inundated.
What happens when someone calls that number? What do they hear? And are they invited to contribute to the cause or something? I mean, what happens?
Absolutely. There's a message on our voicemail, and then we take those off, and we respond to these people. We have responded to thousands. And those were the thousands that were able to get through after people of Mr. Oblito's mentality got done either trying to jam our phone lines or putting through hate calls and
death
threats.
That's giving Mr. Oblito an awful lot of power here. You really think he has that much power to jam your phone lines? Or let's bring him back on. We can. Mario, are you on with us?
Yes, sir. I am, Michael.
Oh okay. Yeah. I mean, did you or any of your group try to jam the phone lines of the 877 No Illegals toll free phone number?
Oh no, sir. I haven't promoted any of that kind of activity. In fact, I would discourage it. It's just like the protest rally held by Barbara Cole on July the 4th. I was called and asked if I wanted a counter demonstration. I said absolutely not. Leave them alone. Let them do whatever they want to do. In the same way with the phone. Barbara Cole attributes a lot of power to me. Actually, I'm a single individual sitting in a small office in Sacramento without any influence whatever.
May I respond, Michael?
Sure, please.
Yes, Mr. Oblito, we're very aware that you are supported
publicly by LULAC, and they are...
LULAC is what now? What does that stand for?
The United Latin American Citizens. They publicly supported Mr. Oblito's criminal activity, and in fact, Gil Forrest stated that if they were called, they would go to Blythe with him to perform his criminal activities. So we all know that Mr. Oblito is not a single, pitiful person in Sacramento. Now, subsequent to his announcement on June 4th that he was going to torch or deface the billboard, the calls coming in to the toll-free hotline, the hate calls and the death threats increased 1,000%. Those calls have been provided to not only our phone company, but also local law enforcement. Now, we find it very interesting that subsequent to his statement and LULAC stating that they supported him, that those calls increased at this rate. Now, I have never accused Mr. Oblito of urging people to put those calls through. However, we do find that that, again, is a reality, and it has occurred. It is continuing to occur, and the language in these calls are something that are not to be believed. So we do attribute the increase in these calls, like I said, at least 1,000%, to Mr. Oblito's statement and to the subsequent support of his criminal activity by LULAC.
Okay. This is the KSCO KOMY Saturday Special, the topic of which is free speech and illegal immigration versus racism. The guests are Mario Oblito, former Secretary of Health and Welfare for the state of California, now a practicing attorney and Hispanic rights activist. Also on the program today, Barbara Koh, who is the director of the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. My name is Michael Zwirling, and this is your program, so give us a call at 479-1080, star 1080 from Cellular One Santa Cruz phones. And if you want to fax us, the fax number to use is 475-2967, all in area 408. Do we have any other faxes to read, Dave?
Yeah, we have one here. It seems that it was answered earlier. It's a similar question. It goes, why does Mr. Oblito talk only of taking personal action of defacing the sign when he is evidently an accomplished lawyer? If he feels the sign is unconstitutional, why doesn't he go through the court system with which he is so familiar? His impressive resume doesn't cancel out the foolishness of such threats. Also, I'd like to know if there are signs like this in the northern part of California or any other states, sure Mrs. Koh and her group wouldn't be so stupid to have any official racist positions, but that isn't the point. The point is that the overwhelming majority of illegal aliens in the area of the sign in question are from Mexico. The sign certainly wasn't in that area known for illegal immigration from Canada. The message is more than the printed word, and that's from Reggie. A different Reggie than the one in Delray Oaks you called earlier.
Okay, Barbara, what do you have to say about that? Is Barbara on the air? Uh-oh. Does that mean we lost Barbara?
We'll get Barbara on immediately.
Okay.
Perhaps Mario.
Okay, Mario, you there?
Hello, Michael?
Yes, okay. I'm amazed that it's working as well as it has,
yes.
Given the four different locations for
us here.
Yes, it's
worked fairly well.
I think
David's a fantastic guy managing all this.
I'm telling you, he must be an octopus instead of a human. Yeah, it's great. So,
right.
I guess we covered the answer to the earlier question of the
right.
facts.
But, Michael, the point has been raised with me, well, why destroy the sign? Why not put alternate signs? And I thought that was a very good suggestion, so I put a group together to work on that idea, and we might end up...
Are you talking about from the previous radio show that we did when someone called in and suggested that than deface a sign, why don't you come up with another sign to plant 50 feet further down the road? Is that what you're
right.
talking about?
So
I think that's a great idea, too.
We've been working on various messages. One, for instance, says, we Americans thank the illegals for preserving our great American work ethic.
Another one would read, "We the American retailers thank the illegals for making us the most prosperous retailers in the world." A third one would read, "We the American farmers thank the illegals for making the American farmer the richest and most productive in the world." And the final one would read, "We the American consumer thank the illegals for harvesting the fruits and vegetables which make the American consumer the best fed in the world." So that's a possibility that we're working on.
That's terrific. What has to happen for that to take place? Do you need to raise some funds?
We'll raise the money and contact the billboard companies. Try to put up some positive messages.
I sure would get behind that whole notion of rather than taking the law into your own hands and causing problems and violence and so forth.
Right.
Which really,
By the way, Michael, Barbara was talking about all those calls. Well, I've had a lot of threats made to me here in this office by phone calls, etc.
Uh-huh.
Some of the people, I can't believe the language that's utilized. I try to picture them as young children growing up, and now as adults using that kind of language. It's unbelievable to me.
Right. Okay. Let's see, Dave, do we have Barbara back on the line?
Yeah, we do have Barbara back on the line, and we have several faxes here.
Okay. How about callers?
We have a few callers. We have John, actually, in Watsonville, who was the first caller who tried to get on this morning. So if you'd like to take that call.
Yeah, let's take John's call if
we can.
Okay,
he's been very patient. Thanks, John.
Okay, John, welcome to KSCO KOMY. You're on the air.
No, this is Jim and Carmel.
Okay, whatever. Jim, you're on the air.
Okay, I was called because I want to kind of address CJ's earlier call in the fact that... The liberal point and a lot of the supporters of this wave of illegal immigration keep trying to change the discussion from illegal immigration into anti-immigration period, and that's disingenuous. Most of the people like myself and CJ, I'm a native Californian also, for what it's worth. Most of us are not against immigration. We are against controlled immigration. But when you've got somewhere between 100 and 200 people coming across a border, any border, per day, we can't support that kind of increase in our population. A couple of things is that a lot of this is being called racism when we're just pointing out facts. The fact is that the majority of illegal immigration now is coming from Mexico. I'm the first one to say I understand that if your situation is so desperate, your families are starving and stuff like that it's only natural for them to come where they are able to come and work and provide for themselves. It's not their fault that they're trying to come across the border, but it is our fault for allowing it to happen. We've got Sam Farr, who has repeatedly and consistently failed to enforce the laws that prohibit employers from employing illegal immigrants, trying to increase benefits for illegals. My feeling is that no one has a right to enter this country illegally. We do not have an obligation to take care of them. And we can see some of the repercussions when I've done an informal study over about 3 months. And again, it's not scientific, and I know other people have too. But in the Monterey, Santa Cruz area, the number of crimes committed in this area during the time that I looked at it, on the local news stations, at least 70% were perpetrated by a person with a Hispanic surname. Those are facts. Those aren't anything but saying, how do we identify a problem? And if a problem points a certain way, that's not racism. That's just the facts. So we have
Jim, let's bring Mario Oblato in here and see how he might want to respond.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, even if we could accommodate millions of Mexicans into California, I would be against them entering the country illegally.
Okay. What do we do about it, Mario?
Well, I say get on the employers. For instance, if nobody can get a job in California, they wouldn't come.
Very good. Now, a senator, I listened to a senator, and I don't recall because it was about 8 or 9 months ago, and he said there's a big debate right now within this whole debate, and that is you got one faction who says it's jobs, the other faction says it's benefits. The point that this senator brought up was what you do, it's everything. It's all the different things that we do. What we have to do is if a person coming to this country illegally, no matter where he came from, and again, I say that the whole thing has been turned around from illegal immigration to Hispanic bashing, but the fact of it is that the majority of illegal immigrants, by large, a huge percentage, is from Mexico or from from south of the border, and so that's where it focuses, because that's where the main problem is, as far as the sheer numbers. But the fact is, if you were an illegal immigrant from any country, and you came in here and you were unable to get a job, you were unable to secure housing, you couldn't get any benefits, you didn't speak the language, you couldn't take care of yourself and your family, would you stay here? And the answer for 99.9% is no. The best thing we can do, these people will police whoever they are, will police themselves. They will take care of their own the problem themselves if they are unable to survive, because there's absolutely no way to do it, and that's through enforcing the laws, both on and like I say, that's through denial of any benefits, that's through denial of any privileges, that's through no jobs. If you cannot come in and support yourself and take care of yourself and your family, you will either not come or you will not stay.
What do you think, Mario?
I agree with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Jim, want to thank you for calling the special here. Appreciate it. That was Jim and Carmel. Who's up next, Dave?
Now we're going to go to John, and I thank you again for your patience, John.
Yeah. Mike?
Hey, that sounds like John.
Seemed like you hung up on me earlier. Listen, Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Now, I remember Mr. Oblita when he came to Cabrillo College here in the late 70s and heard him speak.
And to the Buena Vista Migrant Labor Camp also, I videoed
at that
Mario
meeting
there.
He was concerned with the Community Action Board. I was a friend of a delegate there. He asked me to come down and attend. That's where I met the man. Well, anyway, now the sign itself, Mike, I think it's racist, because when one thinks about illegal aliens, we always think about the illegal Mexican coming across the border. I don't think you can get away from that, but at the very same time, I want to say to Mario that I don't believe the Taco Bell commercial is an insult, a racial insult. I talked about
it. I'm happy you brought that up, yeah. John, because I wanted to bring that up, and I might have forgotten.
Yeah.
Mario, are you on with us? Well, Dave will bring him on in just a sec here. I believe that Mario, I know he stated, because you heard the little soundbite from the tape from the earlier KOMY program, that Mario is one of the many people, I believe, who are offended by the Taco Bell commercial with the chihuahua that says, "Bless you, Taco Bell."
Yeah, right.
Is that right?
Viva Gordita or whatever. Right. Yeah. And many Mexican people I have known from the years, some of those people are my best friends, and they think it's cute. They get a kick out of it. I haven't heard any groundswell against it from the average Mexican-American who lives in Watsonville or anywhere in these parts. But going back to the sign, now I do think it's a racist thing. It has racist connotations. But I think the biggest problem is, Mike, and I've been advocating this for many years, that we ought to try something like we did with Japan and Germany and France and Western Europe following the end of World War II. If we could have that for Mexico, I think they would be more self-sufficient and give all their people a break. NAFTA evidently isn't working. So, this is what I think. This is the approach. You can put so many border patrol people on the border, and if poverty is down there, it's abject, and they're going to come over. They're going to find ways to come over. And this would be the right way to cure the problem, which is in Mexico.
John, you have already stated that you believe the sign is racist.
Yeah.
You haven't stated whether you believe that it should be prohibited from being displayed.
You mean illegally?
Yeah.
I do believe in free speech. Now, I commend you.
So,
huh?
You wouldn't go as far as Mario Oblato has in saying that because it's racist, it has crossed the lines of free speech.
I can see his frustration. He's a well-accomplished attorney who has years of experience that I think he knows probably better, but we could cite cases of Martin Luther King and other civil rights activists that they went into restaurants, you know, where it was barred for coloreds and so forth. And we could equate that somewhat. But no, I'm against that kind of violence or even chopping your aerial down, Mike. But anyway.
Well, that makes me feel much better.
I had my hatchet sharpened. I'm going to lay it aside. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But no, seriously, I think by attacking the economic problems in Mexico and getting rid of those corrupt regimes that they've had and the oligarchy that runs the country, no one wants to leave their country, native origin. My parents didn't want to leave, but they came here to improve their economic conditions, you know, and that story is repeated over and over again. And whenever you have high unemployment like we do in Watsonville, you're going to have criminal activities, and usually it's going to be along the poorest, which in this case are the Hispanic people that come from Mexico.
Okay. Hey, I want to thank you for your call,
you
John.
You betcha.
Always good to hear from you.
Get the opinion of your guest, too.
Oh, Mario.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That was John in Watsonville. A quick comment from Barbara and Mario, who we should probably have on together, please, Dave. Okay, what do you think about John's comment?
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. Well, I'm awfully sorry John feels it's racist, because it has nothing to do with race, as stated repeatedly. This is a legal issue. It is not a racial issue. The United States of America is the greatest nation on the face of the earth because of our laws, and we will continue to stand in defense of our laws and our rights and our freedoms guaranteed to us by our Constitution.
Okay, thank you, Barbara Coe. Mario Blado, any comment?
A couple of comments, Michael. First off, God forgive me if I'm wrong, but I believe Barbara Coe is very anti-Mexican. I think she dislikes us to a great degree. And for the first time, let me make an announcement, Michael. I'm going to release this tomorrow. I'm urging a boycott of Taco Bell and Jack in the Box. To equate a dog with an entire ethnic population is outrageous, despicable, demeaning, and degrading. So I'm going to give them 30 days to withdraw those commercials from the air. If they fail to do so, we'll picket Taco Bell and Jack in the Box and bring them down to their knees.
Don't you think that it's going to probably have the reverse effect, Mario?
No, I don't.
Just further elevate Taco Bell and I didn't even know about Jack in the Box.
They have a commercial. They show a Chihuahua dog.
And you don't think that this could possibly backfire?
No, I'm confident of victory.
Okay.
Confident of victory in the matter.
We will thank you for giving us the scoop, as it were.
Well, I'm going to make that announcement tomorrow. I'm going to give them 30 days to withdraw those commercials, which I found very degrading and demeaning to an entire ethnic population.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Dave, who's up next?
Okay, we have Martha in Watsonville up next.
Hey, Martha. Welcome to KSCO and KOMY.
Hi. I just want to agree with Mario about the justice.
Okay. Anything
in
else?
SoCal. And I think you can tell him about the SoCal boys.
I'm sorry?
It was proven that the white boys do not get the same justice that the Hispanic boys do. Just this week when the court case with the bombing.
Okay.
And you can bring him up to date on that.
I'm not sure that I can, because I have not been in the local area for some time. So you want to?
Well, they got suspended sentences.
You're talking about the high school kids?
Yes, the bombing deal.
Okay.
Let me remind you, it was just a prank. It wasn't a real bombing there.
But still, if it had been Hispanic boys, they would have took it as a real threat.
Well, that may be, but that's sort of something that I think we'll probably really never know, because it wasn't Hispanic boys. So, all right, well, thank you for calling. Who's our next caller, Dave?
Okay, we have Tarina in Santa Cruz.
Okay, Tarina, you're on the air.
Good morning, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. You have a very interesting program this morning. I just barely turned you on, and I wish I would have turned it on at 10 o'clock.
Well, you can listen to the rerun tonight at 10 p.m., so you'll be able to hear the whole 2 hours, assuming we get a good tape of the 2 hours.
That's
so
great. How are you doing, Mike?
Fine, thanks. How good. Can we help you today?
Well, I've been listening a little bit about the conversation here, and I don't think that what Ms. Cole was saying was very racist. I think that what she was bringing up was the point of that a lot of the people that are grown up here in Santa Cruz in California agree that the crime rate has risen quite a bit in the last maybe 15, 20 years. And I think she's mostly against illegal aliens, not people coming over from Mexico who are documented, who have jobs, and who are willing to be straightforward and just ordinary citizens who really want to work and just take care of their families. Now, I think that what she's talking about are that today we have so many young Hispanic men, or I won't call them Hispanic or more men who were raised here, who were born here, who are from descendants from the Mexican culture. But anyway, I think she's bringing up the point that a lot of the young men that are coming from over from Mexico that are illegal are causing a lot of crime rate here in the United States, especially here in California. And I hate to see this going on. It's terrible. I don't know if you agree with me, Mike, but I can see definitely where she's coming from. And to equate her situation being a Native American Indian and what happened to her people and what's going on right now is utterly ridiculous. You know, now people are just saying, you know, we're tired of these young people, these very young men coming in here and slaughtering our young people that are born and raised here. And I think it should be, there should be a put an end to it. And I think that people should only come over here if they are documented, like they used to be, like maybe in the 50s, 40s.
I mean, I don't think anybody will disagree with what you've asserted. I really don't. And
yes,
we want to thank you for calling.
Well, thank you very much. And thank
great
you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Dave, let's see. Let's take another call and then do a commercial break. We probably have some commercials to run. And it is now... what is it, about 7 minutes before 12 noon on AM 1080 KSCO and AM 1340 KOMY. What'd you say, Dave?
Exactly. We have David in Santa Cruz on the line here.
Okay, David, you're on the air. Welcome to the Saturday special.
Okay, just a note about the illegal immigration and the costs. I mean, to think that you can know that an illegal immigrant adds a dollar to 29 cents to the economy but takes the dollar out, that's just insincere. Most of the studies find all kinds of different numbers depending on the various variables you're looking at. And lately, the Urban Institute and the Cato Institute have found that the contribution by illegal immigrants is greater because they pay more in payroll taxes to Social Security than they withdraw, whereas in the rest of the population, of course, because there's a large number of people getting money out of the Social Security system, the net benefits, if you include Social Security as well as welfare payments, is on the side of the illegal immigrants. And that really makes sense if you just look at the demographics. The illegal immigrants are younger on average compared to the rest of the population, and so they withdraw less from the system. And it's even though they, you know, do draw more welfare benefits, they draw a lot less and they contribute much more with respect to the population in terms of the Social Security payments and payroll taxes and so on.
David, thanks for your contribution to the KSCO special today. Okay, we've got about 6 minutes remaining on this program, and we would invite you to stay tuned. I believe we have other callers and other faxers, but for right now, let's recognize some sponsors of this program. So we'll be back after this commercial break.
You're
listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz and AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville.
Okay, welcome back to the KSCO KOMY Saturday Special. Michael Z along with Mario Obledo and Barbara Coe. And I think, Dave, you got an avalanche of faxes. Why don't you see how much we can get read?
Okay, this one was sent a while ago. It reads, Dear MZ and guest, first of all, kudos to Dave for his ability to juggle 81 balls at once as usual.
Yeah.
And a good job. Well, thank you very much for that. And isn't it ironic that the current political climate feels the liberty to eradicate all opposing voices and or expressions of disagreement when, and then he says, when I used to be a lefty, that's what we accused the right of doing. Criminal acts are no less criminal even though they fall within the bounds of political correctness and contemporary dogma. The gentleman is selling his cause short with his response. If the sandal fits, wear it. If it doesn't, don't stomp your feet. Mr. Obledo is trying to fight hate with hate and anger. Mike, thanks for the fantastic show as usual. I never thought I'd get a chance to agree with Pat from Santa Cruz. Bless you all. Patrick from Capitola. Then he says, hey, CJ, how about a few more cliches? Civil disobedience is okay, but billboards aren't? Grow up.
Okay, what's next?
That's okay. A good one. Okay, and this is a point that Cyril made as well, that Mexicans are not a race. Cyril says, check any decent encyclopedia, and right here, Kenny in Watsonville says, one point that needs to be addressed is that notwithstanding the fact that most people are from south of the border, could be described as Hispanic, the objection to illegal immigration, however, should be classified as nationalist, not racist. In any other words, Mexico is a country, not a race.
Okay.
Okay, now we have Senor Obledo offends the honest, hard-working legal immigrants, who place a high value on American citizenship, who gave him the right to reintrospect the law of the land. You're a little arrogant, Mario, and that's biting the hand that feeds, I guess. And that is from Judy in La Selva.
Okay.
Another fact here, MZ, it's very interesting to now have CJ on the record as another racist like Mr. Obledo. CJ perhaps should check his history as to anti-immigration policy. Remember the Chinese? As for Mr. Obledo, I will continue to open every program I do with the same words of Mrs. Coe's billboard, and I challenge Mr. Obledo or any other thug like CJ to make me stop speaking under the First Amendment. Mr. Obledo can take his Medal of Freedom and the guy that gave it to him and throw them both down the Rio Grande. Obledo is a gangster and should be disbarred for conspiracy to commit a felony. Whoa, Ellie Kramer.
Oh, a KSCO talk host whose program is on tomorrow beginning at noon.
Yeah.
Okay, is that it for the faxes?
We got three more, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, we're actually going to spill into the news, but let's do an executive decision here. It's an important issue, so let's go for it.
Okay.
What else you got?
Okay, we have this one. Dear Michael Z., this is a question for Mario. Isn't the agenda of the coalitions of Mexican organizations and their support of illegal immigration really taking back California to be a part of Mexico? I'm asking this because while in Southern California on a business trip about 2 years ago, I heard a live broadcast from a college auditorium during which several passionate Mexican speakers articulated the purpose of taking back California and such clearly racist things as, we have to stop killing each other and start killing whiteys. That's from Roger in Monterey.
Okay.
This one.
Get one more?
Yeah, this one from the Mexican Courier versus illegal. Just a reminder that illegal immigrants come to work in the fill or whatever job they can get for $4.75. The ones who make trouble are the so-called Chicano that had been here for generations, who now, the handwriting is a little off, now that the laws have changed culturally, welfare, and they are the ones who making it. I can't read the rest of the facts here.
Okay, whatever. Thanks for giving it a shot. Hey, I guess that's pretty much the end of the program. Want to thank Barbara Coe and Mario Obledo. Would like very much to do it again. Can we bring them both on here real quick here, Dave? And I will say to the other people who are on hold, Cyril Vitomsky, who will be doing the next two-hour program on KSCO KOMY, has agreed to continue this this topic. So stay on the line, and you'll be able to get on the air here if you're already on the line, okay? And Mario and Barbara, again, thanks for being with us. And would you join us again sometime?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Be glad to.
Good.
Absolutely. Anytime. And thank you for having us.
May I make a closing statement, Michael?
Please.
We're not going to take California back to Mexico. We're going to take over California politically. Just like Loretta Sanchez won the congressional seat in Orange County against Bob Dorman. We're going to do that statewide.
Okay. You heard another first here, I think. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe that's not the first here, but thanks again to Barbara Coe and Mario Oblato. Hey, do we have our proper ending?
You are tuned to KSCO Santa Cruz and KOMY Watsonville. It is noon.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Kurt Lewis. Israeli troops fire rubber bullets as they move house to house in the impossibly narrow streets and back alleys of Balada, a Palestinian enclave in the West Bank. They were searching for Palestinian terrorists early this morning. Some of the Palestinians tossed Molotov cocktails at the Israelis, who then responded with live fire, hitting one attacker in the leg. At least 16 Palestinian terrorist suspects were rounded up in a series of overnight raids. After months of contentious debate about what to build on the site of the destroyed World Trade Center, the design for New York City's new Freedom Tower was revealed yesterday.
Called a beacon of light and hope, a tapered tower of glass and steel soaring more than 1,000 feet into the New York sky.
And the critical element of that Freedom Tower, in addition to its symbolic 1,776 feet height, was a spire that would replicate, in modern terms, the arm and the torch of the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor.
Governor George Pataki says the design helps reclaim the Big Apple skyline. Scott Lotto, New York.
A lot of people even more worried about this year's flu outbreak than before.
There's a lot of work still going on here at CDC to do everything we can to minimize the impact that this year's flu season has on folks.
From the Centers for Disease Control, Director Dr. Julie Gerberding counts up 42 people who've now died from the flu in the U.S. this season. This is USA Radio News.
Does your vacuum cleaner earn its keep? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is so powerful it cleans the world's finest hotels, yet it uses one-third as much electricity as most other uprights. Try my Orrick XL risk-free, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody works harder to give you more value for your money than I do.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
As Christmas draws closer, those in charge of Homeland Security are getting more and more antsy.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the volume of threats has officials concerned.
And that is why the Department of Homeland Security has sent out several bulletins over the past few weeks to Homeland Security officials and law enforcement personnel, urging all to continue to be on a heightened state of alert, especially as we enter the busy holiday season.
Officials are dismissing reports, however, that credible information points to New York as a possible target. I'm Rachel Fox.
A new government survey suggests that teenagers are using cigarettes and narcotics less often these days, but alcohol consumption appears to be holding steady. Family members Friday giving emotion-laden testimony during the punishment phase of Lee Malvo's trial. He's already been convicted in one of the 10 murders committed during last year's D.C. area shooting rampage. His friend, John Muhammad, has already been convicted and given a death sentence for his part in another of the murders. This is USA Radio News.
Give your skin a break from the outbreaks of psoriasis and eczema using Lomalux. Dermatologist developed and clinically proven, Lomalux uniquely works inside the body, healing from the inside out. Lomalux psoriasis and Lomalux eczema are different because they're taken orally by mouth just once a day. You don't have to use messy creams and ointments. Put Lomalux in to clear your skin. Ask for Lomalux psoriasis or Lomalux eczema at Walgreens and many other fine pharmacies and drugstores.
On Wall Street, mutual fund trader Janus Capital is promising to repay more than $31 million after state and federal probes into charges of improper trading of its funds.
The amount does not include any further payments that may be sought by regulators.
shares of Janus jumped 7% on the day. Checking the numbers, the Dow was up 30 points to close at 10,278. The S&P 500 was flat in trading, while the Nasdaq was down 5 points to end the day at 1951. And in late trading, the 10-year note fell, yielding 4.13%. I'm John Russell here at the New York Stock Exchange.
Among the Dow's 30 firms, Alcoa led the way Friday, surging 2.5% after Morgan Stanley upgraded its stock based on a more bullish outlook for aluminum prices over the next few years and more upbeat views of the company's prospects. Among the blue-chip losers were McDonald's, GE, Procter & Gamble, and Hewlett-Packard. There's more news at USARadio.com. I'm Kurt Lewis with news on the USA Radio Network.
Why talk when you can argue?
News Talk 1080 KSCO.
Good early afternoon to everyone out there on the Central Coast. You are tuned to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It is 5 minutes past noon on this Saturday, December 20th, 2003, and I'm Noah James with your Central Coast weather forecast. A little later on this afternoon, rain becoming likely with highs in the 50s to lower 60s and southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. This evening, showers are likely decreasing, however, after midnight. Lows in the 40s to lower 50s with southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today. Southeasterly winds up to 10 knots with wind waves 2 feet or less and a westerly swell 4 to 8 feet at 13 seconds with a chance of rain. It is currently 56 degrees.